Hello and welcome to the fourth episode in the fourth season of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nut, but here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkle with some surprises throughout. What surprises do we have in store for this episode? Well, you are going to have to sit back, relax, and just find out when we get to the spots where we are going to be doing the stuff and then talking about the things, and then, you know, the things happen and then the other stuff happens and then everything else happens and it just falls into place at the end. And, alright, I'm gonna stop rambling now. I don't know where the fuck that came from. I'm not even stoned yet. I'm gonna go get stoned and then we're gonna be back and we're gonna start recording this podcast. So, you guys in the podcast land, sit back, relax, and away we go. All right, Batman, you ready to do this?
Well, after one more, let's take another dab real quick.
All right, yeah, that's fine with me. All right. Come on, turn on, you fucker. All right, there we go.
Here you go. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Oh, man. All right, so. Oh, shit. Oh, just a second.
Hit you.
Oh.
Kazoo tight.
What?
It's a kazoo tight.
What? Kazoo tight?
Yeah, that's what you say when somebody sneezes, like, you know, your kazoo, your nose. Kazoo, tighten that fucker so you don't sneeze again like that, because it's fucking rude. Kazoo tight. Tighten your kazoo.
It's kazoo tight.
No. No, it's not. It's kazoo tight. The fuck, a kazoo? Did you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself when you talk? Or do you just, like, open your mouth and shut your ears off?
That's not nice, Batman.
Dick, you're being kind of dumb right now. It's kazoo tight. Take your fucking fingers and tighten your kazoo. And next time, you won't make your achoo.
Oh my fuck, I've never heard that before, ever.
You've been living under a fucking rock? There's like memes about that shit, Dick. Are you kidding me right now?
There's not memes about that.
Yeah, there are. Go look on Facebook.
Batman, you posted that. Just like 2 fucking seconds ago.
No, I didn't.
There's a timestamp. It says Batman. Now it says 30 seconds ago.
It does not have a timer on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Oh, let me see your phone real quick.
No.
Let me see your phone.
No.
You don't have to give me your phone. Just open up your Facebook, go to your wall, and scroll down. Let me see your last post.
No.
Why?
Because the last post I made was a private one just for me and a select few people, and you're not supposed to see it because it's not for everybody's eyes.
And look here, then look at my phone. Look, right here. Now it says a minute and a half ago.
That's a fallacy. Yeah, it means you saw it a minute and a half ago. That doesn't mean that I posted that a minute and a half ago.
Then let me see your last post. Let me see when you posted this. When did you post this?
I posted it like 5 days ago.
Then scroll down your wall. Let me see where it says that you posted it 5 days ago. Because it'll stay there. It'll stay on your wall. Let me see that you posted that 5 days ago where it says kazoo tight.
No, Dick, I gotta go. I'll see you. Bye.
Yeah, that's how I fucking die.
Marty, what the hell did you do? I went out and then I stopped by the store and I got some townhouse flip side crackers with the pretzels on the one side, and then I grabbed me some hummus. And I was gonna watch a movie, and after I smoked some weed and ate my pretzels and crackers and hummus. Why are you asking me, dear?
Marty,
What did you do before you went to the store?
I just went out to somewhere.
Marty, are you gonna play stupid with me? Or are you just gonna tell me why you have a bandage on your lower back there?
You know how I told you I wanted a taco?
Marty?
Well, I kind of went out today. And, I found a tattoo artist at this walk-in.
Marty, don't you even tell me what I think you're gonna tell me.
And, I went and I got a tattoo today. I figured I'd get it where nobody else could, like, really see it. But where if I wanted to show it off, then I could show it off still. And it'll be easy to show it off. But, I did it.
Marty, are you serious right now? What do you got tattooed down there? You know that's permanent, right?
Come on. Martha, we're in our 60s. I ain't got much time left. Do you hear how I breathe? When I'm just talking to you? Do you really think I have a lot of time left? I really don't think so. I really don't. I really like the showed me a picture of it, and I think you're gonna like it. It's pretty cool. And he said he'd give me a discount if I brought you back in.
Marty, I am not getting a tattoo. What is it? What does it say? And why did you get a tramp stamp, Marty? You know that's called a tramp stamp?
A what?
It's called a tramp stamp, Marty.
That doesn't say tramp.
Marty, that's what it's called. It's in the area. It's called a tramp stamp. You got a tramp stamp, Marty. What's it say? What is it? What's it say, Marty? I know you too well. You got something. It says something, huh?
No?
It says, what's it say, Marty? I know it says, let me guess what it says. Douchebag.
That's not nice, Martha.
Let me get another guess in there, Marty. Let's see here. Idiot.
I do like The Office. That would have been a good idea. Oh man, with like white glasses behind it where it says idiot. Oh, that would have been funny. Oh, no, that's not it either, though.
Oh, Marty, I can't believe you did this.
I thought you'd like it. You're gonna love what it says. It says something that's, like, meaningful.
What's it say?
It says one life.
One life. It says one life.
Yeah, because you only got one life to live. And I chose to live my one life with you.
Oh my god.
You can't be mad at me for that.
Oh my god, Marty. Oh my god.
You can't. If you get mad about that, then there's, you know. I did it for you.
I didn't ask you to go get a tattoo on your lower back for me. This is one life. Let me see it. Take your bandage off.
He said to leave it on for a few hours.
Let me see it. Fine.
You gotta help me get it off, though.
Marty?
What?
When did you look at this?
What do you mean?
When did you look at this?
He showed it to me right after. Right after he did it, he took a picture and he showed it to me. He says, this is one life. One life. And like really cool handwriting.
Marty, you know what it says back here?
What?
It says insert coin here with a picture of a quarter
and an arrow pointing to your ass crack.
Don't touch it. You're fucking with me.
Yeah, let me show you, Marty. Look.
No, you googled that bitch. That's not a picture of it.
Go look in the fucking mirror if you don't believe me.
I'm going to.
Dick, oh my god, Dick.
Batman, what the fuck?
Dick, you need to pack your fucking bags. Hurry up.
The fuck do you have these bags for? What are you doing?
Dick, I said you not see the TV last night?
What?
Dick.
Excuse me.
Oh my fucking god. This is no time to be joking, but I'll forgive you right now because something serious is happening. Dick, it was on the TV last night. There's a big ass dinosaur thing that's coming. And oh my god, we gotta go. We gotta try to find somewhere to hide.
What? The fuck are you talking about?
Dick, you did not see the TV last night. It was like an hour and a half long, like, expose on this motherfucker. And it was like destroying the East Coast, and we gotta go somewhere. Like, I don't know where we're gonna go, but we gotta go. Like, I don't know, maybe Mexico's safe. I don't know.
I don't understand what the fuck you were talking about, Batman.
Dick, they're calling it Godzilla. It's destroying the East Coast. It destroyed Tokyo. I don't know how it got from Tokyo over to New York City. But somehow it did. And anyway, it went from Tokyo over to New York. And now we have to get away. And I think Mexico's the safest bet.
Batman. Please tell me you just did all this as a fucking joke. That you're not seriously this fucking dumb.
Dick, I am not gonna take your insults anymore. If you're not gonna pack your bags and come with me, then you know what? You can stay here and die.
Batman, Godzilla's a fucking movie. It's fake. It's a fucking movie.
No, it wasn't. It was on like three different channels.
Because it was a fucking coincidence. One of them was probably regular, one of them was probably HD, and one of them was probably Spanish.
How did you know that one of the feeds came from Hungary and Denmark and one was in Spanish?
What?
The United States ones and then the Hungary and Denmark, the HD, and then the Spanish one. Why are you staring at me like that?
HD means high definition. It doesn't mean Hungary and Denmark. It means high definition. It means that it's in better definition than regular definition. Are you? No. Nope. Batman, go. Go. If you're gonna go to Mexico, whatever. It's a fucking movie. Here, look. Look. There's like several fucking movies, and it's been on for decades now.
The fuck?
Yeah. So, either you're fucking with me right now, or you're an idiot, and you need to go home and unpack.
Yeah, I was just trying to fuck with you. I was just trying to fuck you. I'll see you later. I'll see you later, Dick.
God fucking damn, Batman.
Mark, what are you doing?
Well, this thing down here, it looked like it was getting ready to maybe, I don't know, it felt like it was moving around, so I was gonna check it real quick and see if one of our plans was a hatching.
Mike, I still do not believe that this is an evil plan that we're hatching, and I do not believe that you've been sitting on something other than a duck egg all week.
No. No. This is gonna be a diabolical plan of, like, the next caliber of shit. And we are gonna finally get one over on Batman and Dick. You know what I mean?
I think you're a fucking idiot. And when you stand up, you're gonna see a duck under there.
You think what you fucking want there, big man. But when I stand up and we got us a diabolical plan under here, you were gonna be groveling at my feet, telling me I am a fucking genius. You hear me? Genius, that's what I am. You can't tell me otherwise. You just can't. Yeah. Alright, Bernard? Alright. So here we go. It's time for the reveal. What type of diabolical plan do we got here, a boy? Oh, a goyle.
This isn't funny, Mike. This is probably the dumbest thing that you've done. And you've done some dumb fucking things.
Mike doesn't do dumb things. Alright? Mike does smart things. And this is probably one of the smartest things that Mike has done.
Mike, you're talking about yourself in the third person. It's probably one of the dumbest things that I've heard anybody do in a long time.
The Rock does it.
The Rock is The Rock. He's not Mushroom Mike. Yeah, just get up. Just get up. Let me see your diabolical plan.
It's our diabolical plan. You sat on this fucking egg too. Don't act like you didn't, Bernard. You sat on this egg too. So you and I, we hatched this thing together. It's our baby. All right, let's see what it is.
Yeah. What's that, Mike? Type of a diabolical plan do you have? Tell me, Mike. Tell me what type of diabolical plan we are looking at right now with a bill and feathers and feet and a quacker. What is it, Mike?
It's an evil duck. It's an evil duck that which is going to help us. Look at it. It's an evil... Wait. Come here, little ducky. Come here, little ducky. Aw, he's letting me pick him up. Look at this little diabolical thing. He's an evil duck. We're going to teach him to bite.
Mike? I told you this was duck eggs.
But it's not duck eggs. It's a diabolical... It's a diabolical plan.
It's a duck.
It's a diabolical duck.
But it's a duck.
Whatever. We have us a plan. Let's go find Dick and Egg.
Well, that is going to wrap up episode 4 of season 4 of the Hijinks TV podcast. It has been so much fun bringing you all of these podcasts over the last 4 years, and we're going to keep bringing you even more week after week after week. I'm going to work on getting another one out possibly this week. It's only Tuesday. Yeah, so we'll get another one out later this week. And we're going to keep, trying to get at least 2 to 3 podcasts out a week for you guys to enjoy and share with all your friends. You guys remember to invite all your friends to listen and share. Tell them to invite all their family and friends to listen and share. Share to your Facebook. Share to your ex. Share to your TikTok, to your Snapchat, to your Instagram, to your whatever you can share it to. Go ahead and share it, and then share it to all the groups that you're in on your Facebook and on your Snapchat and on your TikTok and on your Instagram and on your ex and all of that bull crappy. Alright, well, I don't remember what else I was going to say, but that's going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We will see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.